Here is the English translation of the text you provided. Note, the text is already in English. More than 200 killed in coltan mine collapse in East Congo, official says. U.S. federal court says Energy Debt Climate Group violated law. Bullion bloodbath as gold heads for worst day in decades, silver, worst day ever. Demand on largest U.S. power grid forecast close to winter record. Gold set for steepest daily drop since 1983. Silver eyes worst day ever. Oil retreats as U.S. eases Venezuela sanctions, set for hefty monthly gains. U.S. share of Europe's LNG imports increased to 60% in January. Exxon says it has the technology needed for Venezuela's high-cost crude. Gold prices could push toward $6,000 by year-end. Alamo CEO says Trump threatens tariffs on any nation supplying Cuba with oil. Boeing reaches labor deal with former Spirit Aerosystems white-collar workers. Exclusive, Saks ending e-commerce partnership with Amazon. Source says U.S. judge signals Musk's XAI may lose lawsuit accusing Altman's OpenAI of stealing trade secrets. U.S. approves potential $9 billion sale of Patriot missiles to Saudi Arabia. Google defeats bid for billions of dollars of new penalties in U.S. privacy class action. Tesla persuades Delaware's top court to slash legal fees in director pay lawsuit. Hong Kong port operator violated Panama's constitution, failed to serve public interest. Panama court ruled NVIDIA's plan to invest up to $100 billion in OpenAI has stalled, WSJ reports. Exclusive, SpaceX generated about $8 billion in profit last year, ahead of IPO, sources say. Analysis, combining SpaceX with XAI may be simple for Musk Inc., but Tesla isn't so easy. Trump picks veteran economist to replace fired Bureau of Labor Statistics chief. Trump to nominate economist Brett Matsumoto to head Bureau of Labor Statistics. WSJ reports Italy grows more than expected in Q4 2025, strengthening outlook for this year. Chicago PMI signals manufacturing sector expansion surpasses expectations. U.S. producer price index outperforms forecasts, indicating potential bullish trend for USD. Italy December jobless rate stable at 5.6%, but 20,000 jobs lost. UK mortgage approvals fall to lowest since June 2024. BOE data shows Hungarian GDP growth falls short of market expectations. Spain's economy far outgrows peers with 2.8% expansion in 2025. US government starts likely brief shutdown as House fails to approve deal. China January official manufacturing PMI drops to 49.3. US stocks fall as investors fret over Trump's Fed nominee earnings. Inflation, Trump taps ex-Fed insider Warsh to lead world's top central bank. Musk's Starlink updates privacy policy to allow consumer data to train AI. Reaction roundup, experts weigh in on Warsh as Fed chair pick, Trump's Fed pick. Warsh serves on board of firm at center of U.S.-South Korea trade spat. U.S. to propose unwinding Biden-era heavy truck fuel economy rules. Investors gain some Fed clarity with Warsh choice, but mall rate path. Bowman signals pivot toward labor market defense. Binance co-founder CZ dismisses blame for October crypto crash. Bitcoin price today tumbles to 83K as heavy liquidations, Fed uncertainty weigh. BTCC exchanges tokenized metals hit record $301 mem daily volume as silver surges amid global uncertainty. Meet48 burned 30% of the total voting income from Meet48 Best 7 in idle tokens. About 8.7 million tokens. Bitcoin slides to yearly lows as U.S. announces Project Crypt crypto legislation effort. SEC, CFTC expects to sign MOU on crypto oversight, WSJ. Sky Frontier Foundation estimates $611 million in Sky ecosystem gross revenue for 2026 with 21 billion USDS supply. USS status launch, crypto veteran returns with satirical cartoon privacy app, and gasless L2 Bitcoin falls back below $90,000 after Fed holds interest rates steady. White House set to meet with banks, crypto companies on legislation clash, Reuters. Energizer Holdings declares quarterly dividend of $1.30 per share.